Dr. Nick and Hot Aussie Chick Show is brought to you by the LasVegasAdvisor.com, CasinoMeister.com, and ThePog.com. Three great sites for all your casino gaming information needs.
If you're receiving this transmission, then this operation is a success. Dr. Nick and the Hot Aussie Chick are in the house and ready to dissect blackjack, poker, and everything in between.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are, whatever time it is. You are listening to Dr. Nick and the Hot Aussie Chick. Miss Hot Aussie Chick, how are you?
Are you just about to call me a hussy? I've been called a hussy before by one of the blackjack boys.
Yes, I remember.
Mucking around.
A shameless hussy. I was going to call you the Hot Aussie Chick, not the Hussy Aussie Chick, which right. I suppose can...
That can work, too. Well, exactly. I can't. I'm divorced now.
Oh, now, yes. You are...
I wasn't divorced, though. I was dating and married. And so, you call me a shameful hussy.
That was our good friend. Should we mention his name?
No, absolutely not. People will think he's horrible. It was a joke. Well, I hope it was a joke. With that said, I'm now divorced, everyone. I'm divorced. So if I'm dating and divorced, that means I'm no longer a shameful hussy. Keep in mind... When I was married and I was called a shameful hussy, the thing I'll never forget, I'd been separated for like 17 years, so I'm pretty sure that that does not make me one.
I would have to agree with you on that one.
Okay, so what's been happening in your world? How is the weather? Make me envious, go right ahead.
Well, I wish I could, but the weather is Tuesday afternoon, and it's overcast and cloudy and a little rainy, and just not very pleasant out. Not a typical summer Vegas day, but it has cooled things off quite a bit, and it's actually quite comfortable.
Oh, you don't want that. But you don't want that. You really don't. I cannot think of anything better than the heat, especially, of course, while I'm in the cold. Always the parallels that make you appreciate what you're missing out on, I suppose you'd say.
Exactly. Well, you do not like the cold in any event, but...
No, I do not. And neither does my dog. Let me tell you all before we go on to casinos and gambling and gaming and blackjack and poker that I am officially the worst dog owner on the face of the earth.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
Well, that's how it feels.
Well, let me tell you, just for comparison, there was an NFL quarterback named Michael Vick who went to jail because he was dogfighting with his dog. So I don't think you're worse than that.
No, I didn't dogfight them. I almost killed them through death of freezing, but nonetheless.
Your dog almost frozen?
Yes. Well, it was frozen. You should have seen it. It was horrible. I had to set up cushions in front of the heater to thaw out my old dog. Okay, so it's only allowed in the house now if it's wearing its diapers, which means it goes through a lot of diapers. Because, you know, it's winter, right? It has dementia.
Right, right.
It forgets things. So I think what has happened is it has followed my son out because he was going to his house. His house is kind of right in my yard.
Yes, he lives in a little... house away from the main house, kind of like a guest house or a casita for those people who are familiar with that in Las Vegas.
Casita, ooh. Yes, okay, so he lives in casita.
It's Spanish for little house.
Right. Well, he lives in a little house. So I think she must have thought, ooh, where is he going? I'll just follow him. And goodness knows why, because she's got no reason whatsoever to follow him. So I've woken up from the big house, whatever they call a big house.
And the main house, yes.
Right, okay. So I've woken up from the main house, and I'm looking for her everywhere, and I couldn't find her. And I looked out the window, and there she was, all curled up, covered in frost. Ice. What? Yes, the dog was frozen, I've never seen her. Now, let's keep in mind, she's almost 15 years of age. So when she gets up in the morning, she gets up very slowly. She's like, you know, every joint is, you know, it's just awful, really. I mean, she's not suffering so badly that you'd put her to sleep, but although it's kind of sounding like it when I'm saying this. Anyhow, so she's, can you imagine when you're frozen trying to move? The dog couldn't get up.
She's definitely not a spring chicken.
No. Anyhow, I defrosted her in front of the heater. And here I was thinking, I'm the worst owner on earth. You tell me about the dog fighting, and then I take into account what happened last night, and I think, okay, you're not so bad after all.
What happened last night? Is that when you left her
Well,
out?
We went looking for her. She did the same thing again. I think she's suicidal. But do you know what she... We found her. So she's got a huge, big, a massive dog kennel. Okay, that's if she wants to sleep outside, you know, during the daytime as an example, when a sensible dog would. Okay. It is a garden shed. It is a really big dog kennel. It has so many cushions and blankets and, like, it's really comfy, right? It's like the world's best dog kennel. It's like a mansion dog kennel. We found her in the dark after looking everywhere. We have a big yard. We found her sleeping in a puddle of water.
Oh, my.
Anyhow, she would have been dead for sure this morning. Suicidal. We're on suicide watch, and I'm the worst owner on earth. No, I'm
actually not. How did you manage to get her inside?
Well, with great difficulty, given she doesn't even like to walk on the floorboards because she thinks there's holes in them. You've just no idea. Terrible. Come on, move inside, up. You know, every word under the sun. Remember dementia. Dementia does happen. So it's hot over there normally. I suppose I should be telling people who still haven't learned not to walk their dogs on the hot ground. Seen it so many times Las Vegas.
Yes, that's not a good idea because it burns them. They get hurt. So we don't want to do that. Take care of your pets.
Exactly. Don't be like me. Take care of your pets. All right. So casino gaming. Last week, we didn't put our show up, correct?
We did not put our show up. We had some technical difficulties, and we're going to try to resolve them. Hopefully, if you hear this, then we have resolved them. But there were just some issues that we weren't able to resolve. So we'll probably put that one out later this week, and so people can catch up on it. We had some great discussions about some events that happened specifically in Australia relating to Crown Casino.
We did. And it was just such a great thing to talk. I mean, it wasn't a great thing. Reality, I wish it hadn't have happened. But, I mean, there's been a lot of follow-up since. What he's talking about is the sting. Excuse me. There was a media sting done by 60 Minutes, the Sydney Morning Herald, I believe it, multiple media companies in Australia on the now infamous Crown Casino for a lot of their actions. So for starters, a lot of their employees got arrested a few years ago now. So this is a couple of years ago for, I'm just doing a rundown. Do you want to hear it or not?
Sure, go ahead. Give us a quick rundown.
Okay, so a few of their employees, 19, I think, got arrested over in China for illegal marketing to the Chinese. You know, they were trying to get high rollers, Chinese high rollers, over to Crown Casino in Melbourne. And then the sting found Crown Casino to be employing, they had junkets on the payroll from the Chinese triads, with Chinese gangs that do sex slavery and money laundering and all that. So they're paying these people to get Chinese high rollers, and they helped them smuggle money out of China so that they could, you know, give them casino chips, which they had to play with and whatever else, and gave them at times lines of credit and, of course, collected it when they were back in China. Crown Casino pays the junket operators. They do all of the balancing and whatever else. And that's that. So basically, to keep it short, that's what Crown Casino were doing. But worst of all, and I think that places like the New York Times have followed up on this, worst of all was the risk to our national security. So we're talking. Yes, indeed. The casino paying off people in places of power in our government to push through passports, Australian passports, to Chinese people. Even the cousin, I believe it is, Ming Chai, I think he is the cousin of the leader of China, would you believe? So he's an Australian citizen now. He's a close relative of Xi Jinping. He's apparently an Australian citizen. They found him. He has a house in Melbourne, et cetera, et cetera. He was found on a plane along with a very, very nasty person from the company, a Chinese crime syndicate.
Really? Did you? Did they manage to find them, or did they manage to arrest anybody, or is there still a huge investigation going on?
Well, there's a massive investigation. Mr. Chai is one of the people that they found. He's not the main target of this investigation. Mr. Chai is, there's just so many, Ming Chai.
Well, whatever. We will.
Right. Whatever.
Stuff has been elaborated on in great details in the show that will come up next, so people can go and listen to it, and then they will be all caught up. But
they won't be caught up about this, because this is the follow-on from that.
Okay.
So Ming Chai, he's the one I was just talking about, who's the relative of the Chinese, the leader of China. Who's apparently an Australian citizen. I mean, obviously, they're going to be looking into that. He's not the main focus in the investigation, though. And another one, Mr. Zhu, his company is simply known as Chinatown. They organize gambling tours for people who bet tens of millions of dollars. So he's getting looked at, obviously, and so on and so forth. But, yeah, anyhow, well, maybe, no security for them. They don't have to go through security like us. And
yes, so they will be evaluated and hopefully
get the casino.
The casinos, the Chinese people, the all people involved, and the government officials. Everybody should be held responsible and get the appropriate punishment.
Yes, they indeed should. So that was last show. That was last show, and a little elaboration on this show.
Right. So a couple things have happened. In the last week in Las Vegas. I don't know if we mentioned it last week's show. Probably not, but...
Well, even if we did, no one's heard it. Yes.
But MGM has decided to raise their resort fees from like $36 to $45 or
$37
to
$45. What the heck?
Or $38 to $45 per day. So...
Okay, so that's something I didn't know. That's just crazy. They're high enough as they are.
They are pretty high, but on top of that, you still have to pay for parking at the MGM and the Caesars properties.
In addition to
the resort fees.
So the Rio is an example. That's one of their properties. Are they increasing the resort fees there?
The Rio is a Caesars.
So there's not much of a resort.
Yeah, the Rio is a Caesars property, and I have not heard any plans to increase the resort fees on the Caesars properties. But the MGM Strip properties definitely, and the MGM Strip properties do require you to pay for parking, as do the Caesars properties.
Okay, well, I'm not going to any of them.
Yes, there's a few properties that allow you to park for free. And they are, of course, the Wynn and Encore, which recently canceled their parking fees a couple months ago. So good for them. Treasure Island also has no charge for parking, which, again, very good for them. And Tropicana is the third property that doesn't have any parking fees. And there's one more, and it is a Caesars property that's on the Strip. It's called Planet Hollywood, and the reason they don't charge for parking there is because they have that giant mall there, and people do a lot of shopping there. So four or five resorts that have free parking on the Strip. Now, also, for all of our veterans of the United States Armed Forces, can which I am one, you can actually go and bring your 1040 papers, and they will give you, they will upgrade you to a Pearl card, which gives you free parking at every MGM resort that they own. So that's good.
Oh, well, that's very cool for them, but I'm not a veteran, so I'm not going there. I'm not paying for parking and extra money in resort fees. It was expensive enough. So there you go. They've lost a customer. Sorry to tell them. Of course, if they give me a whole bunch of free drinks and shows and, you know, only make me pay the resort fee and not the cost of the room, I might change my mind. But
well,
until
then.
Well,
in many cases, these casinos will offer, offer like $39 a night room fees, mm-hmm. but that does not include the cost of the resort fees. It's almost double that. And then you throw parking on top of that. So you're looking at $120, $130 a day at some of the resorts.
Well, so, I'm staying at the Wynn when I go there again. The Wynn, you may ask, but it's so expensive. Apparently not, because they have free parking and they have free accommodation with no fees. No resort fees.
Exactly.
From playing Wynn slots.
Yes. So you got to just take, you got to do what you can to keep the cost of going to Vegas down. It's just very expensive now. Another thing that is kind of rumoring around Las Vegas is there's a couple of casinos that MGM owns that are possibly up for sale or looking to be sold. Again, these are just through the grapevine, nothing definite. The first is the Bellagio, which is probably their...
Well, you say nothing definite, but you were correct about the last sale. You said,
yes.
Well, there's rumors going around that someone might be buying the Rio, and I was like, no, get the hell out of here.
Well, the Bellagio is one of their properties that they are considering selling, according to these rumors.
They're also considering knocking down the fountain.
Yes. The second is the MGM Grand, the new MGM Grand, the green one that's on the south end of the strip, just across the street from the Tropicana and the New York, New York. So those are
okay,
two
so without me sounding racist, because I'm not racist, as you know, one of the children that I love most in the world, his name's Enzo and he's Chinese. So I'm not racist, but I was just about to say, I bet the Chinese are buying them.
It's possible, but the reason they're selling them or looking to selling them is that estimations have said that they could, that the two properties combined could fetch as much as $7 billion. So
wow,
that would be a
That's a lot of zeros.
That is. That's a lot of zeros.
Well, if it was Australia, the Chinese would 100% be buying them. The Chinese own, well, the Chinese and a few other people own 95% of our sugarcane crops and farms now, and a big portion of our cattle stations, and masses of our beachfront properties and resorts, and.
Wow.
So if you're in Australia, I would 100% say the Chinese are buying them. Anywho, again, I'm not racist. We love our little Enzo. He's even got a place on the back of the bathroom door. So this is our Chinese resident of our main house where his name is on it for his own towel.
So I have, I want to discuss something. As everybody knows, I've been playing online poker periodically, and I took third in a tournament the other day. And I called you ranting about raving about what happened to me.
You got double beat?
Well, yes, but just the way I got beat, I flopped two pair. And, you know, I checked and got bet large and I called.
Yes.
And then, you know, a blank hit the board. And then on the river, I hit a jack, so I had jacks full of kings, which so the guy, I move all in, of course, but what I didn't see on the board, I saw a flush on the board, so I was like, okay, full house beats a flush, so I'm happy about that. But what I didn't realize is that the jack of spades that hit the board gave my opponent, the villain, a straight flush.
Which means you were double beat by a straight and a straight flush.
No, because a full house beats a flush. On the turn, I was
beaten. You were beaten by a straight, but then
by a flush.
That's, so the one card to help you win was the one card to seal your fate.
Yeah, so that is the worst beat I've ever had in my entire life.
Welcome to the world of poker, honey.
Yep. And you had something similar where you got one outed too, didn't you, years ago?
I did. Many years ago. I will never forget it. Let me tell you that my rail was much bigger than yours, though. So, no, I was at Crown Casino, ironically, when that happened. I was playing in Melbourne Poker Champs, I believe. And I was one outed by a drunk. Mind you, I had the biggest chip stack ever. It was just massive, as did he. Somehow, drunken luck, I think. And I flopped the nut flush. And I was very happy when I flopped the nut flush, and he went all in. Until the river came, and he hit a gut shot straight flush. That's the noise that was heard by my rail. My rail included so they weren't officially watching me. They just happened to be. So the Hashem brothers were watching me and Gary Betts. Look, most of our Poker Hall of Famers were there watching me at the time, as well as a couple of internationals that everyone would know. And that is exactly the noise they made.
That's just got to be just the worst feeling.
Do you know what I did? I cried.
I can imagine.
Like the little girl that I am, I cried. Anyhow, you may not be crying if you go to Macau.
Why? What happened in Macau?
Well, from now on, Macau has restricted the use of casino tech that could help the house win. So Macau's gaming watchdog has said to the casinos, no more of this. They were using facial recognition software to go, oh my goodness, look, there's someone with lots of money. Let's treat them nicely, to get them gambling, that kind of stuff. So that's what they think they were doing. Kind of the same, I suppose, as Crown Casino, focusing on the high rollers. Well, the latest clampdown on casino owners in Macau stops them using any facial recognition software or cameras or anything like that to pick up people like yourself who play blackjack.
Or any other games of that where skills can be involved. So, wow.
So that's from August 1st, these rules have kicked in. None of that. None of that in Macau. Now, of course, if they're already in there, I believe they can use them. But so this is any since the rule is coming to effect. No more of them. They're also personal data. There's no video or data to be used or obtained from the surveillance tools and to be kept. So that's, I believe, for the ones that already have them in place. No keeping, surveillance, or data from the cameras. They are merely there in case something terrible happens.
So just for, or for legal purposes, I'm assuming.
No, I don't know what you just said. I don't think for
legal purposes, if something happens and they need the surveillance.
Right, then they can call on it then, right. But they're not allowed to use algorithm-driven, I suppose you'd call it technology, to see the way that gamblers behave at betting tables. They're not allowed to do that.
That's good, I suppose, for the advantage players. They can't track them, so that makes it that much harder.
Right, but can they track them anyway? I remember one of the shows you were suggesting that the cameras are pretty useless.
Well, the facial recognition ones are not that great. I mean, they have to be done at a direct angle, and they have to be a good picture and good lighting. And most of them, they just don't do that. I mean, they're not equipped to do that. Some of the casinos that do have some more advanced stuff, but nothing that is should be too much worry for advantage players, but you just never know.
The question is, okay, well, there's multiple questions, I suppose, based around this. Would you play in Macau anyway?
I would not play in any venues that are outside of the United States. I've had some not too great experiences with those.
Hey. Okay, yeah.
So I avoid that.
Right. So that's a no to Macau. I suppose I have been mentioning all kinds of triad stuff and whatnot to scare everyone off. Gangs and sex slavery and whatever else. You don't want to be dragged into that kind of mess. The second question would be, do you think the casinos around the world, do you think that the gaming commissions will follow suit and enforce the same rules on them?
Possibly. You never know. They tend to protect the casinos.
Macau is the gambling capital of the world, isn't it now?
I believe so.
Or is Macau, Las Vegas?
Well, I'd say Macau is because of the fact that it just, there's so much high, there's so much volume that goes in there. There's so much money that goes, that cycles through there, though. So it would be the biggest casino in the world as far as revenue is concerned. So yes.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, they could possibly follow suit. Will that be advantageous for our advantage blackjack players? Sorry, I'm having trouble getting these words out. They're stumbling out of my wet mouth like I've just had a stroke. Well, like my poor old.
Anything that makes it harder for casinos would definitely favor the player. So you just it's good for the player, but if you know, you just never know what the commissions will do and whether they'll enforce them or not. Just like the incident that we came across in Boston, right, where the casinos were clearly ripping people off.
Despite the gambling commission with their preliminary hearing saying no, they're doing the right thing. From what we can tell, it's all fine. A class action lawsuit's been filed, so off to court that goes, regardless.
Yes, 100%. So it'll be in court for a few years, and hopefully by the time they get done, it will be. No one will even think of it, I suppose.
So, speaking of gambling, and the thing that I'm looking at right now, which is my iPhone, I have to tell you something that has absolutely disappointed me this week.
What's that?
Well, just like every other Apple product that comes off the shelf, I was so super excited to hear that Apple was bringing out a credit card. Do you know that?
I do now.
Right. Well, it's just a couple of days away. I shouldn't say how long away because everyone will know when we recorded the show. But anyhow, it's just a very short time away from being released. And I was so super excited. I was like, yay, I am 100% getting this card.
And?
It can't be used for gambling.
What?
Apple has said no to it. No to gambling. Absolutely not.
They have said no to gambling.
Uh-huh.
So what does that mean?
You cannot use, or Bitcoin for that matter. No Bitcoin purchases. You can't use it for cash advances or anything like that in casinos.
Really?
You can't use it for sports betting. You can't use it for the purchase of cryptocurrency. I was like, are you kidding me? Here 100%. I am wanting to get this Apple product straight off the shelf, even though it's a credit card and they're going to charge me 13% to 24% interest. Nonetheless, I want to get this off. But nope, no gambling. So I think effectively, I don't know exactly how they would... there's no gambling related purchases. So if you want to make casino deposits or use it for wagering purposes, you can't. And that's something that I did mention on a previous show that the Australian Bank Macquarie had announced. It had banned gambling and lottery related transactions on its cards as well.
Wow.
So I mean, this is. I think this is bias. Shouldn't I be allowed to spend my Apple credit card money anywhere I want? I'm paying it back.
Oh, 100%. But
same
I
with
guess...
Macquarie Bank, and I think there's similar restrictions. To be honest, in New Zealand.
Well,
They're thinking of banning it. They're mulling a ban.
Is it Apple that's deciding to do this, or is it the government?
No, that's Apple. So Apple has said no gambling transactions. The UK government is another one. They're going to hold a 12-week consultation that starts in a few weeks to determine whether a ban on gambling online with credit cards should be introduced. This is happening everywhere.
100%. Wow.
Do you know, we are so controlled.
Yeah, that's insane. I can't believe
honestly,
they would do that.
Who should be telling us what we can and cannot do with our money? Let's just imagine this. We go, we stay at a casino. We are trying to pay for our dinner or our drinks or our accommodation with our Apple credit card, and we don't know this, and it just rejects. And that's all we've got. We're going to be arrested.
Well, definitely. You'll probably work something out. I don't think you'll go through arrested, but definitely it's not good.
Anyhow, I had to have a wine.
Well, now that we're talking, I want to give you an update on the Area 51 issue that's going on here in Las Vegas.
What's happening now?
Well, as we all know, the casino, or not the casinos, but the Area 51 people have decided to storm Area 51 on September
1. Yes, I'm proudly now interested, along with my sister, in doing that. Though I wouldn't, and I'm not there, and I'm not going. What on earth is happening there?
I am near the...
Good Lord, are you killing someone while we're on the show?
I am near the cafe, and they are delivering some products, so they were putting a trolley to...
By a motorbike, by the sounds of it. Yeah. Nonetheless,
Anyway, in Las Vegas, one of the premier strip clubs here in Las Vegas has decided to send strippers to Las Vegas, from Las Vegas to the Area 51.
No.
Yes.
What am I hearing? First, they were requesting grandmas who can't storm the area to come cook for them. Now they get strippers too? This is turning into one hell of a party. I'm glad I've clicked in arrested.
According to the owner of the strip club, he said that strippers make everything better, which I can't deny, but...
Oh, wow. That's crazy. So let me get this straight. So now we're going to turn up to Area 51 with our map in our hand, and we're going to choose whether we're wave one or wave two, or, you know, like where all of the plans are all planned out on a certain date at a certain time. All the accommodation's booked out, so we better take our tent. And we are going to be in an area probably with a lot of other people with tents because, you know, there's just very limited accommodation. It's already booked. It's booked out, people. It's booked out. And we are going to have awesome food made by a bunch of grandmas who can't storm, and we get to drink drinks and watch strippers strip.
That's pretty much it. A great deal, I suppose.
It kind of is. It's starting to sound like one of the best parties on earth. Before you know it, we're going to have drinks and further entertainment such as live bands.
So we have strippers.
Of course, there could be the sound of bullets firing.
Well, probably. You never know.
After all, the Air Force has warned them not to do it. The American Air Force, do not do it. These people will do what we want. You've hidden things for long enough. Okay, go die.
Pretty much.
So that sounds like it's probably the end of our show, because we seem to always update with Area 51.
Yes.
But
this is
we end it, can I?
Sure, go ahead.
So I looked at an article on casino.com this week, which really excited me because it was an article out of the norm, and it was Hollywood against the house. And it was casino games that celebrities love to play. Anyhow, it was so much fun reading the article. So I wanted to just do a little trivia with our listeners and with you. as to who they think in order are the most famous celebrities that love to play. So
that's a good one.
This is past, present, and you know, this is talking all kinds of games. So the number one, it could be a group of people or a couple or a singular person. So the number one known celebrities, do you know who they are, who are known to be associated?
I would have to say Ben Affleck is one.
No, no, the Rat Pack.
Oh, well, obviously, yeah. But they're...
The Rat Pack, Enlighteners, you would know who the Rat Pack is.
Yes, the Rat Pack was a series of players. You have... Most Frank Sinatra was our a series of entertainers. The one was Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Joey Bishop, and Dean Martin.
Okay, were the four. Well, Bishop wasn't written there. There was just the other three. But Sinatra, yes, big blackjack player. He also owned his own casinos at Lake Tahoe. His own casino once. So you did say who? Just second is indeed Batman. In fact, it says Batman doubles down. Second was Batman, Ben Affleck. Third?
Third, I would have to say Michael Jordan.
No, third. The third heading is all on One Direction. Does that help?
No, not at all.
One Direction frontman, Harry Styles. Roulette is his casino game of choice.
I've never even heard of the man.
Okay, along number four comes some surf. A surf babe plays poker, has been on, shamed me. So it said it's all about poker for hot Aussie chick on one side of the magazine, and on the other side of the page was a big picture of this woman in her bikini.
Vanessa Russo?
No, Pamela Anderson.
She's a degenerate gambler?
She is a 90s icon. She is the Babe Watch babe. She has married rock stars. She's modeled for Playboy. And she absolutely loves poker. And is a slot lover also. She loves to play slots.
I've never seen her at the tables in poker or in World Series of Poker.
No,
or
I haven't seen her recently. Years ago I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've written some articles on her, and yeah, she has indeed played poker, but anyhow. So number five, we've gone from the beach to putting a little sheen on it. Does that give
Martin
you
Sheen?
Any? Possibly.
Martin, or Charlie Sheen, maybe? Not
yay!
Martin.
Charlie Sheen. He absolutely adores his sports betting and blackjack. All-night parties in Las Vegas casinos fueled by tiger's blood, apparently. That's him.
Well, when Ben Affleck had a gambler who was spending millions of dollars at casinos, and actually Charlie Sheen was the one who went in there and grabbed him and pulled him out of there and said, hey, knock it off. We got to get you some help. Because Charlie Sheen was the one who actually did first go through that, and he was one of the big rock star or movie stars who did have a huge gambling problem.
That's their list, but I mean, I know a lot of others. Mr. Woods, he's one. He plays poker. He's been in the World Series of Poker, an actor, of course. There's Ben Affleck's
that's
close friend.
James Woods, everybody, not Tiger
right.
Woods.
Oh, but yes.
As a matter of fact, James Wood was actually at the Bellagio when it was robbed either a couple years ago. Remember that? And he put it out on Twitter.
That's right. He was. So Ben Affleck, his lovely friend and movie co-star is Matt Damon, also loves his gambling. We often see – who else do we often see? Come on, there's lots of people. That's the top five. Gee, I'm mind blanked. I'm honestly mind blanked right now. Comedy. I've seen him playing, and he is just right off.
Kevin Hart.
Right, yes. So there's a funny man, Kevin Hart. He's a funny man. Who else?
A short little man, probably 5'5".
Who could forget? Jennifer Tilly.
Oh, yeah. She's not really an actor or an actress anymore. She's more of a...
This Frank Sinatra, he's dead.
Yes, but
isn't he?
She's more. She's yeah, yeah. She has. He has been for a while.
Okay. Was there anyhow? There's a whole bunch of them. Eric Gourdet, though he's not very famous.
Eric Gourdet is a poker player, yes.
He's relatively famous, I suppose. He's the worst poker player on earth.
I don't know if he's the worst poker player, but he definitely has the worst luck.
That's what I meant. He's not the worst poker player, of course. He has the worst luck, the worst beats ever. Motorbikes catching on fire, getting run over by school buses, finding himself on death row, one outed four times in one night. The list goes on and on. Anyhow, that is what I just wanted to bring up because that was a fun article. You know, the casino gaming world gets really tiresome. It's just so serious all the time. Math, rules, regulations, court cases. What about a little Hollywood?
There you go. All right. So that should do it for this week's show. Until next week, we will see you then. Aces and faces, everybody.
Goodbye.